Lots of kids in California grow up struggling with things like poverty, family problems, or gang violence. While some might dream of running their own business one day, they face plenty of obstacles. In San Francisco, there's a nonprofit that teaches business skills to at-risk girls through sewing and fashion design. Reporter Lisa Morehouse has their story.
17-year-old Ruby Ruiz hops on the number 23 bus to get from her neighborhood to San Francisco's Mission District.
Well, now we're going to get off, and we're going to catch the T train. I take 3 buses every day.
She could take a more direct route, but Ruby has to avoid some areas of the neighborhood.
That's the part of Mission that I can't go to because it's really dangerous for me.
Tell me why.
Because I can get in trouble because of the people that are there. Because of my past life.
Ruby's parents are both immigrants from Mexico. When she was a little girl, first her cousins, then her brother got involved in gangs. Although her brother discouraged her from joining, by the time she was in middle school, she was in gangs too.
You would see me wearing a lot of blue. Just, you see somebody wearing red and you just, instead of even asking where you're from, you just go ahead and knock them out. That's the way they taught me, so that's what I would do.
Ruby walks into a converted warehouse space. In high school, some concerned adults told her about an after-school program here called Turning Heads. The nonprofit teaches girls about business and sewing.
And I was like, I want to learn how to sew. I just want to do something new.
Turning Heads holds classes here and in 5 local high schools. Ruby started coming 2 days a week, and her priorities changed.
You start focusing on other things, like, you start being like, oh, well, what if in the future I want to be a designer or something like that, and you start getting your head into something else.
In 2005, a fan of Turning Heads commissioned the girls to make lavender-scented eye pillows. After filling the order, they realized they had a potential business on their hands. With adults as mentors, some of the girls wrote a business plan and started Sweet Dreams Cooperative.
Sweet Dreams.
They sell their products at local stores and yoga studios. Today, Ruby and the other girls are filling orders for 62 satin eye pillows.
We first cut it 9x5. There's light purple, lavender purple. So then we take it over here to Nadia. And Nadia sews it like this. So then we put it on the ironing board. Make sure it's nice and crispy. We have new lavenders, and we have flaxseed.
The co-op's been so successful, it's expanded its line of products to include sachets, yoga mat bags, and coin purses.
Hi, may I speak to Darcy? She isn't? Yeah. This is Nadia Johnson calling from Sweet Dreams. I wanted to let her know that her order of 12 eye pillows will be ready in 2 days.
Nadia is 19. She's the primary caregiver for her grandmother and younger sister. She helped start Sweet Dreams and then took business classes at a community college.
I really like doing something that I'm proud to be a part of, you know? I'm able to make decisions that affect a business, you know? I'm not just any old worker.
Each of the girls in the Sweet Dreams co-op will make about $1,000 this year. But Ruby stays involved for bigger reasons.
Just knowing that I can do something else instead of having my life be ruined, that really motivates me instead of just the money, you know? And knowing that somebody else is doing it with me motivates me more.
Ruby says she's learning to deal with people in less aggressive ways. She's become a leader at school, and she'll graduate this spring. Though she can never fully leave her past behind, Ruby now has the confidence and skills to see a different future for herself. For the California Report, I'm Lisa Morehouse.
And that's our show for today. The California Report is a production of KQED Public Radio. Our director is Susie Rocho. Paul Ancour is behind the controls this week. We had additional engineering from Howard Gelman. Our interns are Susanna Kim, Nicole Ely, Matthew Richmond, Adelaide Chen, and Alice Daniel. Gabriel Cohen is our online editor. Andrea Kissick was a contributing editor this week. The producer is Victoria Malione. The senior producer is Ingrid Becker. Raul Ramirez is our executive producer. I'm Scott Schaefer. Thanks for listening. Happy Hanukkah. Have a great weekend. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by Chevron, an energy company encouraging innovation right here in California. This is the power of human energy. Information available at chevroncalifornia.com. And the California Healthcare Foundation, sponsor of calqualitycare.org, a new online guide to long-term care in California.